He doesn't do a lot of interviews, frankly, Barry Manilow. I've talked to him, luckily, like two or three times. Definitely two, but I think three times over the years. And he just called the other day. So, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Barry Manilow.
Hi, Mike. I just got up.
Barry Manilow, you got up just for me?
Just for you, Mike.
Ah, thank God. You know, you're one of my favorite interviews of all time. So I mentioned yesterday that I was going to be talking to you today. And the three youngest people in our organization who all just joined as salespeople, Julia, DJ, and Sat, all said, can we sit in on the interview? So you have lots of ears listening to you, sir.
Oh, no. What if I make a fool of myself?
Well, no, they're more likely to make fools of themselves because they're so excited to be here.
All right, good. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Mr. Manilow.
Hi, Julia.
How are you?
Good. It's early here. Nice to talk to you.
And they're all in their 20s, Barry, so you have, you know, generational fans, but you know that.
Yeah, I kind of do. Yeah, you know, good music is good music, even if they're younger. You know, they kind of get me.
All right, well, I got you now, and you're all mine. So my weatherman, everybody wants to talk to you. They all can't be here at once, but Joe Lundberg asked, because we played the up-tempo version of Jingle Bells, he asked why you went for a big band up-tempo sound on that.
You know, I did that for the whole album. I did different styles. You know, I've always done that. Every song is a different style. And I loved that Christmas album. I have three of them, but the first two are the really great Christmas albums. And you know, Jingle Bells, I stole that one from Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters, and they did a version of it, and I updated it, and that's what you're talking about. Hi, everybody. This is Barry Manilow. Have a great Christmas. This is Barry on WHUD, and I'm talking to you and to Mike.
Jingle bells, jingle.